China declares Duterte role model for peace as critics call him China's lapdog. By Francis Martel on July 24, 2019. China's government media hailed Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte as a model for cooperation with China in a column Tuesday responding to Duterte's annual State of the Nation address, where he adamantly refused to confront China for illegally occupying Philippine territory. China claims a significant portion of the waters in Philippine sovereign territory in the South China Sea. Beijing has built military and civilian facilities near the Spratly Islands that an international tribunal declared illegal in 2016 and has continued its activities there, choosing to disregard the ruling. Duterte has insisted on not confronting China there or preventing Chinese ships from fishing illegally in Philippine waters, arguing that China's military is far larger than the Philippines and would massacre the country's soldiers if adequately challenged. During his State of the Nation speech Monday, Duterte insisted he would not make more widows and more orphans by insisting that China respect Philippine sovereignty. Why did Duterte persist in acting in a peaceful, cooperative and restrained way in the South China Sea despite some domestic criticism and U.S. instigation? China's state-run Global Times newspaper asked on Tuesday. Because Duterte has realized that putting disputes aside and seeking cooperation with China brings most benefits to his country. Through cooperative development, China and the Philippines are making an effort to ease tensions in the region and explore a new path of regional cooperation. Cooperation with the Chinese Communist Party on economic matters, impossible without accepting China's illegal claims on Philippine territory, not only eases Manila's pressure of imports, but also reduces its over-reliance on the international energy market, the newspaper alleged. Such cooperation also improves the Philippines' energy structure and will greatly benefit the country in the long run. Instead of struggling with disputes, doesn't such win-win cooperation bring greater advantage to both sides? The Global Times asked. China claims territory in the South China Sea legally under sovereign control of the Philippines, Vietnam, Brunei, Malaysia, and Taiwan. As China does not recognize Taiwan's sovereignty, it insists that any territory under Taiwan's control is Chinese, as Taiwan is a province of China. The avoidance of conflict, armed conflict and protection of our territorial waters and natural resources compel us to perform a delicate balancing act, Duterte said in his speech Monday night, an annual address akin to the American State of the Union. A shooting war is grief and misery multiplier. War leaves widows and orphans in its wake. I am not ready or inclined to accept the occurrence of more destruction, more widows and more orphans, should war, even on a limited scale, breaks out. More and better results can be reached in the privacy of a conference room than in a squabble in public. That is why I will do in the peaceful way, mindful of the fact that it is our national pride and territorial integrity that are at stake, Duterte continued, referring to diplomacy with China. While China applauded the remarks, Duterte's political rivals panned his insistence on avoiding conflict with China. Corruption does not stop by simply telling the plunderers to stop. Neither is it stopped by reinstating the death penalty. It is stopped by prosecuting and jailing thieves in government, instead of freeing them, Senator Leila de Lima, one of Duterte's most prominent opponents, said after the speech. In the same way, a comprehensive independent foreign policy is not achieved by being China's lapdog. One cannot defend the nation and its sovereignty by appeasing China and turning the country into its satellite state. The senator concluded that the speech was insufferable and the elderly Duterte should just rest. De Lima did not attend the speech because she is currently under police custody on charges of being involved in drug trafficking. Duterte's speech lasted an hour and a half and touched domestic, international, and sometimes spiritual topics. Duterte affirmed that he does not believe in the existence of hell, jokingly wished an earthquake would strike and kill the convened members of Congress, recommended Filipino men visit an environmentally restored beach to see women sunbathing there, accepted being imprisoned for human rights crimes so long as he received conjugal visits, and declared Philippine citizens their own worst enemies. His signature petition to Congress, however, was to call for the restoration of the death penalty for individuals convicted of drug crimes. That method has been in obsolescence even among animals. It is better to discuss the parameters of the proposed law, Senior Deputy Minority Leader Representative Jeanette Guerin said on Wednesday, urging Duterte to not go back to the Stone Age. The Catholic Church, to which the majority of Filipinos belong, also protested the death penalty proposal. "I find that we are again retrogressing. I thought that we were already moving toward a more humane civilization and society," Bacoa Bishop Patricia Buzan said. "Our stand is very clear. Even in the church, we have already grown in maturity about understanding that issue. It's sad. I think we are moving backward." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.